Welcome back. Midday Show broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. Yes, it is hot, hot, hot. Hot enough to postpone Jack versus Joe and Tennis. Oh, we're going to get to some of the reaction from our colleagues here at WIP. People are not happy that this tennis match did not go off today. But, Hugh, we opened the show by discussing the Eagles and their mindset and really the way they're approaching this start of training camp. And I understand having a strong united front and being on the same page, and Nick Sirianni trying to talk to other people around the league and other leagues to try to find the best way to do it again. I appreciate all that. I just wish the Eagles would embrace who they are. They are the Super Bowl champions. They're the defending champion. They are the hunted here. I mean, you have Sirianni basically saying it's like a boxer, and it's not like a boxer. No one's holding the belt, and that's fine. But they're going to get everyone's best shot, just like the heavyweight champ gets everyone's best shot. And then you have Landon Dickerson. I mean, listen to him basically saying, yeah, last year, then basically it didn't happen.
Yesterday, Jordan talked a lot about how you guys are looking forward to next season, and he doesn't want to use the word defending. What's your mentality about the use of the word repeat, defending, and just kind of moving to next year?
Yeah, so it's very simple, right? Every team has a one-year expiration. 2024 Philadelphia Eagles were a great team. That team no longer exists. Right? It is. It's in the history books. There's guys still here. But that team is no longer together. It's 2025 Philadelphia Eagles. Right now, we have accomplished nothing. We are 0-0, and we're here to work.
Hugh, I'm assuming you love that.
I do. I think about the mentality that these young men have, and I wish I would have had that. I don't know. But, again, I didn't have the success early in my career as a team that they've had. So I look at it and I admire that because, again, like I said, they're in the prime. They're in the sweet spot of their NFL careers, making a ton of money, mm-hmm. just won the Super Bowl, are the darlings of the city. And their mindset is we haven't done anything. And not only that, they're falling in lockstep with one another. Did not understand it, and I guess I'll take this time to do something that I never normally do, and that's apologize to A.J. Brown.
Hold on.
Kyle, what?
I want to make sure.
No, I'm saying.
I want to make sure everyone understands what's
because,
happening here.
Like, think about it. Like, every ex-athlete on here, I can't remember what Ike's stance was on it, but I'm assuming that it was probably like mine. Sit back and enjoy the moment. But when you listen to what they say now, they are in unison. about how they feel about this, man. And the only thing I can take from that is that they're chasing greatness. And it started with their quarterback. The fact that Jalen hasn't put that ring on, man, and sat down and talked to Derek Jeter and Michael Jordan. What is the one thing that we say about Michael Jordan? Been to the championships, ain't lost none. You know? And to see, I can just imagine. To win a championship and get a chance to sit down and talk to Michael Jordan, I don't think a whole lot of people get a chance to do that. Because I heard Mike ain't the nicest person when it comes to, like, being a people person. So to sit there and get a chance to pick Michael Jordan's brain, dude's been to the championship, what, five times?
Six.
And won all six times?
Six.
My bad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and won all six. There had to be questions that only Jalen Hurts could ask him. I know he's only on one, but the simple fact to be able to hold an audience with Michael Jordan and talk about that and what it takes to stay on top and do what Michael Jordan did, that had to be a conversation that he probably replays in his mind every day.
Mm-hmm. And just, like, think about what kind of things Michael Jordan used to do to motivate himself. Like, he would make up that somebody was talking crap about him. And even though he knew it wasn't true, just to motivate them, like, you know, all of these guys in the back of their heads, at least the ones who were here last year, they know they were Super Bowl champions. And what I'm trying to explain to you, Joe, about competitors, mm-hmm. like myself and Hugh Douglas, big time competitors.
Just, maybe you are.
Is that this is yeah, Hugh once was a competitor.
Yeah,
it's about the day to day, man. Just focus on what they can control,
right,
even
right.
that they know they're going to get everybody's best shot. But again, kind of like Landon Dickerson said, they're not the same team as last year. A lot of the guys that are here now are not Super Bowl champions. So I think it's a good thing that everybody's of the same mindset and that's over with. It's a new season. They have to go do it again because, I mean, it's true.
Okay, so I agree with a lot of what you guys are saying, and I understand exactly what they're trying to do.
The part about me being a competitor?
Well, that's...
Yeah, that's the big part.
Yeah, more than you at this point, but that's a different story for a different day. Okay, do you guys actually buy that when push comes to shove, they're not going to bring this back up? I don't buy it. Hold on, we get week six. They're 3-2, 3-3. They're slogging, a little bit like the beginning of last year. Someone's going to ask Sirianni, hey, you did this last year. What gives you confidence you could do it again? You think he's going to say, oh, no, we don't talk about last year? Or is he going to draw on those parallels and he's going to say, we were in this spot. I know we, like, it just feels unreal. It feels like,
feel
it's,
like
a,
it's unrealistic.
Yeah, it
endeavor.
Feels like something that they're going to have to try, like, try to do all the time. It's like if you're, I don't even know what, some people, Hewitt, you probably, because you've lived around the country, some people, when they have an accent, they try to. They don't want to have an accent anymore. They try to assimilate.
They do?
Yeah, they try to assimilate to where they are.
Seriously?
Yeah, that happens a lot. People try to assimilate. They don't want to have an accent. They want to assimilate if they move somewhere else. You have to think about it. This feels to me like something that has to be something you think about all the time. I just feel like there's a benefit to knowing who you are. They're the champions. Why would they pretend they're not champions anymore?
Why?
Yeah.
Because they want to be. They want to be historically significant.
I get, but like,
well, they like. Let me pull it back a little bit.
Okay.
They already are historically significant.
Yes,
right. They already
and
are.
If
that.
They win again, they're more.
They're more historically significant. They want to be more historically significant. What is like? I'm thinking about this on a deeper level now because think about the knock on Jalen Hurts. Oh, he got a lot of talent around him. He's not. We don't know what he is. I'm just going to go off of what Cam Newton
said. We don't know how great he really is.
We don't know how great he is.
There you go.
Every team is trying to build the best roster they possibly can to win the Super Bowl, right? Eagles have done that. And not only have they done that, they have a young roster that when you look at has potential to be great for at least four more years. Just say, because, you know, the window in football, the intangibles, the hurt, injuries, you just never know. But I would say you are in a four-year sweet spot of being a very significant franchise, very, very significant franchise with the way that you drafted players, the way that you constructed these contracts, and the play of your quarterback. Like, Jalen's going to his, what, sixth year or fifth year? Sixth year.
Drafted in 2020. This will be year six.
Sixth year. There's still, I'm going to say it like this. There's still as much as we don't know what Jalen is, there's still more for him to do. You know what I mean?
So I think we know what he is, but he could level
up. Well,
yeah.
We don't. Well, let the pundits tell it we don't because of the talent around him. I look at this in comparison to when people talked about Tom Brady early in his career. Now, follow me, y'all, because some of y'all probably heard me say Tom Brady name and gonna get all confused. Oh, he's nowhere near great as Tom Brady. I didn't say that. But early in Tom Brady's career, you know, a lot of people say, well, he benefited tremendously from the fact that his defense played well. And as he grew, he became the GOAT. And he played with a bunch of different receivers. He really, when you look at Tom Brady's resume throughout the years in the NFL, he ain't had a great list of receivers. He's had a few, but, you know,
well, not early on in his career.
David Patton's
and
it's
world.
Just
Troy Brown.
It's just for Jalen, it's the reverse, you know. So the one thing that and this isn't a small sampling size, people, but I saw it yesterday when I was watching some television. It seems to me, and again, I haven't seen all the video out there from when Jalen Hurts was here with Coach Goober last year. I haven't seen all of that. But it seems like he has a better rapport with Coach Petullo. And they talk about different things from a small sample
size.
And
they've known each other for a while.
And
right,
it just feels like he's more comfortable with Petullo than he has been in a while. So with that being said, there's the potential there for Jalen to take a huge leap this year.
Well, that's true. I mean, yeah. I mean, he's in his sixth year, and he's with a lot of talent around him. They're good. I mean, if he and we've seen him play at a high level in spots.
Yes.
I mean, the Super Bowl, the title game. Steelers games, that's all there. There's no question. 215-592-9494. Do you like the fact that the Eagles are kind of saying that last year didn't happen, that they're not really embracing that they are the defending champs. I wish they were. I like the idea of a team doing it. I thought the Chiefs last year did it to a large extent, and they won almost every game they played the entire regular season. They lost two games, and one at the end was they rested everyone. They went 15-1 embracing trying to win it again. I like that mentality. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, and then we got to get some reaction from our coworkers on the controversial decision to postpone tennis today. But first, Andy in Westchester, try number three after I let him just hang out there as we were ending the last segment. Andy!
Oh, hey, guys. I forgot you were there.
Hey, Andy.
Sorry about that.
Oh, it's fine. So, anyway, what I'm not getting, I guess, fully about your argument about the Eagles is I don't want them thinking about the fact that they won the Super Bowl. I think that their mentality isn't so much it didn't happen. It's you haven't even seen our best yet. And that's kind of, I think, like what A.J. Brown was saying. It's the thrill of the hunt. It's proving that you're good in doing it. It's kind of like, for example, my midday fantasy football team, we just dominated my training camp this year. I've already got my guys doing two-a-days, full pads all year long.
We have to rev up the league to have another league coming up this year. We got to do that in the month of August. So, Andy, I understand your point. So here's my feeling on this. I'm not saying I want them to walk around here with their rings and put up banners that they're the Super Bowl champions. They are. And I think about in tough moments, you think about who you are and you can go back on that and say, I'll use the Chiefs as an example. The Chiefs haven't run from this since they've won Super Bowl, since they've started to get there. They know who they are. I think it helps them fourth quarter, all these close games, that they can look at each other in the huddle and say, we know who we are. Let's go finish this game. And they always seem to do it in these close games. I think there's value to that. Like, don't forget, you are the best team.
Right, but I think that they do know who they are. It's just knowing who you are and saying, we own these guys, we can go do this. You don't have to say, remember, we're Super Bowl champions. And that's like where I think they are. That's over with. Now they've got to go beat everyone again. And it's not even about the Super Bowl. It's about, they always say, the game in front of you. It's the thrill of the hunt, as I think is the key to what A.J. Brown said. It's just that moment. They know that they're the best. They know that they can beat anyone. I think they know who they are, in other
words. Yeah, and I'll say this, Andy, and we do appreciate the call. I do give Sirianni credit because, Hugh, the message is united, right?
Yeah.
Whether or not you love it or you wish they were talking more about whatever, wherever you come down on this debate, it is united. Like, it's not like one guy is, like, in his own world or showing off his ring a lot or even just talking about what they did last year. This message has worked. Sirianni has gotten through to these guys, and they all seem to be on the same page, which is great. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh, we need to get some of the reaction from our coworkers on what I would say is a very controversial decision to cancel tennis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I anticipated at this time of the day we'd be reacting to, you know, one of two things, either Joe going up 2-1 or Jack going up 2-1, and we'd have the split screen on our YouTube. It didn't happen. It's unfortunate. And we got some very interesting reaction from our coworkers. Let's start with Al Morgani. Did you see Al's take on this?
What did Al say?
So first, Jack tweeted out that it was a great decision. Mm-hmm. Once the decision came down,
That's what Jack messed up at.
Well, yeah.
Jack should have did that.
Yeah, what do you think that says about Jack?
Everything that everybody else has been saying about Jack, it just comes off a little
soft.
Well, yes. Speaking of, Ike responded to Jack with the gif of Kobe saying soft.
Dude, you can't, like, you make yourself a target when you do stuff like that.
So Al chimed in and said, yep, I'm 72, played in the same heat yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, that hits.
That does hurt.
I mean,
can I tell you?
Jack and Joe combined are probably about 72.
can I tell
age,
you?
Maybe.
Can I tell you what happened? Since we're here, and this is my last day.
At WIP or Earth.
My last day. Because I'm about to go where we've been going all day. Listen, let me tell you what happened. Our fearless leader, Mr. Rod Lakin, he woke up this morning, right? And I don't know if it was really cool. It had to be really cool in his home. And he looked outside, and he said, you know what? today looks like a great day to wear some blue jeans.
Can I chime in with something?
Yes.
I went for a run this morning. Mm-hmm. I was out at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
6 a.m., I knew it was not a blue jeans day. It's like sometimes you wake up in the fall and if like, the weather changes throughout the day. Pretty early with the humidity. When it's 75 with 90% humidity at 6 a.m., it's not a blue jeans
but
day.
We see, all have access to weather apps, though.
But here's the thing.
You don't need to go outside.
But see, here's the thing. And this is where I feel our fearless leader decided to do what he did. Because he put those blue jeans on, right? And he walked to the car. And at some point on his walk to the car, he had to realize it was too hot to wear jeans. But no, he pushed through. Until he got down to FDR Park.
Yeah.
And then, all of a sudden, the stew started to cook. And he said, you know what? It's too hot for this. And then, that's when he decided to call it a day.
And he took away our fun.
He took away our fun because he wanted to wear blue jeans today for whatever reason.
The city's disappointed.
Yeah.
There probably would have been 1,000 people at FDR Park.
Whatever reason.
All had a turnaround.
Whatever reason, he wanted to wear blue jeans. And Dave Urant wanted to wear long sleeve. Yeah, we worked with both of them.
So we got the Al Morgana reaction. We got the Ike Reese reaction. We have Hugh's reaction, really hammering the blue jeans. Now Spike Eskin's reaction. Spike tweeted about an hour ago, I have to get to the bottom of this tennis cancellation. It is hot, but I'm sorry, it's just not dangerous for two healthy adults to play a half hour of tennis today. Whether it's the players or management, I am supremely disappointed in this decision.
The blue jeans.
And then he also added, this is from Spike. I am wearing jeans. He's also wearing jeans. Now they're in the studio today. So yeah. Jeans in the air conditioning, a little different than jeans here at camp. I am wearing jeans and I have a replacement hip, but I am considering running a mile during our show today in protest.
So I think
that would send a message.
That it would send a
so
strong
I take
message.
It, I take it that Spike heard the blue jean comment.
Yeah, I might. If Spike's really running through the city, I'm driving back through the city to get home.
Hey, listen,
to see this.
Listen, since Spike, I might have a chance. I might be here tomorrow since Spike chimed in on it. Yeah, but why you like seriously? Since Spike chimed in, why you wearing blue jeans on a hot ass day like this, man? For real. Like, I feel protected now a little bit. I feel protected.
Well, someone's got to pay for this.
I'm just saying. How you? And I know he probably listened. What made you put blue jeans on today? Like, they told us yesterday that it was going to be hot today.
Well, we have seven-day forecasts.
Also, the Eagles were practicing in pads, moved their practice
That's what I'm
up
saying.
Because of the extreme
And then you come outside. And you got on blue jeans, and then you say, "Hey, it's canceled." Of course it is, because you hot. You're hot, and so now you're reflecting on other people because you're hot.
All right, so we need to ask the audience: was this the right decision? Like, is this the correct decision by management, or is this just soft?
It's soft.
It feels soft. I mean, now look. Would there have been someone that was wheeled away in a stretcher with hydration issues today? Probably.
You think you got your money on Joe? That would have been Joe?
Yes.
I don't know, because Jack was real kind of elated to not be playing tennis today.
Here's the thing, though. I think the fact that there's going to be a crowd there, I think adds a little bit of – there's an element of liability to it.
Now, if it were just Joe and Jack – for our listeners going
yeah,
out.
Yeah, like if it were just Joe and Jack, it'd be funny to see one of them get stretchered off. Let's be honest.
Man, but listen.
And they could sign off on it. But, like, are we going to get all these people who show up to this tennis court to sign a waiver in case of heat stroke? That's crazy.
But do the Eagles cancel a game because of heat, because of the fans?
If you bring – listen, and I'm going to say this with all due respect. With all due respect. If you bring your ass out here in this hot-ass sun and not have some type of liquidation, hydration, that's on you.
Or, God forbid, wear blue jeans?
Wear blue jeans. Like that's on you.
We're all adults here.
You know what I'm saying? Just like, come on, man. I mean, you have to take some responsibility for your actions.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. I'm disappointed. I understand protecting the innocent, protecting the people coming out to watch this. And, again, there could have been a lot. A lot of people came to the baseball. But I was anticipating them playing today. We were going to stream it on YouTube. And now, when does this happen, and how does this affect the whole competition?
Sad day for the station, man.
Absolutely.
Sad day for the station.
Man. There would have been a lot of stews cooking there, though. It had the potential to smell pretty
It would have
bad.
Been a buffet of stews.
There is one silver lining, though, guys. There's a silver lining. Well, last year, at around this time, the name of my fantasy team for the WIP League came to my mind, and that, of course, was Rod Lakin's Polygraph Disaster. I got this one's wrapped up.
No.
Rod Lakin's Blue Jeans is my team name for this.
I thought you'd be like Rod Lakin cooking a stew.
That could be yours. Let's grab Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Huge old Kyle, what's up?
What's going
what's
on,
up,
man?
Terrence?
Might be our last day, but hey, we're going to go out with a blast.
Listen, man, it's not going to be our last day, man. First of all, they canceled this thing like it was a storm outside. like they professional athletes. Like, come on, man. A half an hour, they could have went out there. Hey, guys, I drive 10 hours a day in the heat in a truck. So if I could do 10 hours in the truck delivering all day, they could do a half an hour. Come on.
Terrence, think about the audience. Think about our listenership. Some people are driving trucks.
Mm-hmm.
They're delivering things, pouring concrete.
I already got somebody.
Construction.
I've already got guys that text me and say, hey, man, I've been working out here in this sun with blue jeans on all day.
Oh, with blue jeans.
When you're working construction
Blue jeans,
yeah.
I don't know him.
Yeah. Well, when you work construction, you gotta wear heavy pants.
Yeah, right.
I can't. I got to work some shorts. I can't do the blue jeans in the heat. I can't do it.
Yeah, but that's what they call them, real men that do that. Shout out to the construction workers out there still working.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah. So, Terrence, what do you got on their mindset?
On my mind right now, man, I love Bryce Harper, man, but Bryce Harper might have put it behind the eight ball when come playoff time, man. The commissioner ain't going to forget what Bryce did, man. So, Bryce better watch himself, man, before he put the Phillies in the predicament. Well, we have our ass out the playoffs, man. You know what I mean? On some conspiracy stuff. Bryce,
well, Terrence, we're going to get to that. Bryce. Yeah, Mark DeRosa, that quote yesterday about, hey, don't cross the commissioner, that struck me. That was
interesting. Yeah, you can't do that, man. You can't come out of the commissioner, man. And for the Eagles, I heard you guys talking about it. I'm with you, Joe. There's a famous wrestler that said, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And you got to act like you've been here before. And the thing about the Chiefs all those years, it was a mistake about them. Like, they had teams beat before they even played them. It was, like, mental. Like, you can go back to when they walked through Baltimore's kicker, they walked through these warm-ups. That took the life out of Baltimore. Like, the Eagles got to get in their mind where they're going to be games where teams are going to be hunting us, but they're going to be games where teams are going to be scared of us because we have that mistake about it now. We have to own that. We have to get in teams' heads. We have to beat them down week after week, and let teams know that we are the champ. We have to build that mystique about it that a championship has, that pedigree, that, oh, damn, we got the Eagles this week.
Yeah.
But, Terrence, the Chiefs have already
done that.
Yeah. Well, but now they're saying that they're just like everybody else right now. Well, like, good call, Terrence.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to look at this from every angle, and I hear what you're saying, Terrence. Good call. But let's look at it like this, from their perspective. What if they look at it like, hey, last year we got lucky. Just work with me for a minute. They got lucky. Because if the Commodores don't go take care of business in Detroit.
They'd have to have gone to Detroit.
Like the road to the Super Bowl all season long was supposed to go through Detroit.
And then it became here overnight.
Overnight. Yeah. So just follow me, people. Maybe their motivation for this upcoming season is, we haven't accomplished anything.
We need to be the number one seed.
Yes.
We need to be more consistent.
Yes.
I like that.
But man, listen. And another thing, as far, and I can tell you this, just like when Jalen Hunt sat here and he had that moment where he kind of laughed and giggled because he had a flashback, you're not, as a fan, respectfully, you're not supposed to know everything. You can't know everything. They're not going to tell you everything.
Yeah, they're not. But it is fun when they tell us up. 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls in this. The Eagles' mindset heading into the season, the decision to postpone tennis, and the Phillies. Plus, on the other side, latest on the Phillies' pursuit of one player who made quite the impression last night. I believe this is the guy that Hugh's predicting is going to end up here by Thursday. What he did last night, and more Phillies as well. It is the Midday Show, live at Eagles Training Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.